Welcome to Briefings in Brief, an audio digest of IT news and information from the pack and pushes, including vendor briefings, industry research, and general commentary. I'm Greg Farrow. It's the 6th of December 2019, and I've just come back from attending the ONUG conference in London, where I was asked to be a speaker. And, well, it's actually a panel. What they asked me to talk about was interoperable clouds. Will market forces open the cloud providers? Which is an interesting question, to be fair. The public cloud providers are pretty isolationist in the way that they approach their work. When I was asked to do this, I sat down really and thought hard to myself and realized that we're actually seeing a very interesting situation where the public cloud providers will never ever get on stage with each other. If you ever look at any panels or presentations at the independent conferences, you'll never see an AWS, Google, and Azure person appearing on the same panel. And it took me a little while to twig to this. And then when I realized because none of them acknowledge the other person's cloud. That is, there is only one cloud, and it is the one that they work for. And as trusted and approved salary slaves, they're not allowed to speak out in any other way. So there is no multi-cloud from the public cloud providers. And so what I did was I wrote the intro to my panel session, and I wanted to read it and share it with you here. And here we go. Enterprises are signaling that they believe in multi-cloud. It is a problem that multi-cloud means different things to different people, which is sure. Infrastructure versus developers have different interpretations of what cloud is. There are pre-packed clouds versus do-it-yourself, which you assemble yourself, on-prem versus off-prem cloud, and so on. And the marketing fog that surrounds this market does create a great deal of confusion about what exactly multi-cloud is. Now, perhaps the most substantial challenge of multi-cloud is the lack of interoperability and the sheer divergence of public cloud services. This is further compounded by the aggressive addition of new services to clouds that are internally developed with zero consideration for customer interoperability. Perhaps the most visible aspect of this is the fact that AWS continues to its corporate branding that there is only one cloud. There is no public cloud or multi-cloud or hybrid cloud. AWS is the cloud, and the small number of salary slaves who are permitted to speak in public must toe this line or become unsalary slaves. Each cloud vendor has fully incompatible network plans. So if you break down the networking strategies of each, their very models of their virtual networks to their private APIs and the total lack of transparency into their upcoming plans, they're not even remotely compatible in terms of their networking constructs and how they implement. And while each one has a VPC or some sort of virtual networking strategy, the implementation, the language, the operational process, the features that are available are fully divergent and are not at all interoperable. So I'm forced to conclude that the future of public cloud operability is none. Customers are on their own. And in fact, they actually face hostile suppliers who are truly uncaring about what the customer wants. Let's face it, Azure, Google, and my AWS are all bigger than any of their customers, and they have very few reasons to listen to you. There is no way that these big cloud providers with multi-billion dollar revenue from their system will even remotely care about a customer who's got a $2 million spend or a $10 million spend. And I've even heard stories of customers spending hundreds of millions of dollars being completely ignored in terms of feature requests or functionality simply because the cloud is so much bigger than they are, you simply don't matter. Coming back to the current time, this was the premise of the session that I put forward, and we went on to have a lot of discussions around various things on this, but I wanted to put that idea out there. The simple fact about multi-cloud is that if you decide to take on a multi-cloud or a hybrid cloud, whether you're trying to stitch your private on-prem or private colo or outsource private cloud with a public cloud from one of the branded vendors, you're going to be on your own. Nobody's going to help you, least of all the public cloud vendors, and you're going to be facing something. If you're going to try and manage what happens in the multi-cloud, you're going to have expertise in all of the different skill sets, and then you're going to have to unify them, probably with another tool, some sort of hybrid cloud networking technology and hybrid compute management strategy. And you're going to have a billing platform that brings all the billing platforms from the different clouds together. It's a radical idea to start considering that maybe the public cloud's quite not so glamorous if you start to consider just how problematic it is to actually put all that together to keep control. We've all heard stories of public cloud vendors issuing bills for services that have been delivered where people have added something in or turned something on over the weekend and left it running to come in on Monday to find a $20,000 expenditure that shouldn't have happened. Are customers ready for that? And what tools, how much money do they have to spend to prevent that from happening? And one of the interesting things about the ONUG event is because it's all customers up on stage speaking, much less about the vendors, It was very interesting to see that there are a number of large enterprises who are actually realizing that the public cloud is not for them, and they're speaking out about it. Keep in mind that a substantial amount of marketing dollars is actually coming from companies who say they're going to the cloud. The public cloud vendors promote them, put them on stage to talk about their successes, but the companies who are rejecting the cloud aren't being heard because they're not out there bragging about it in public. I'm not sure that everybody's quite twigged to that. Anyway, I'm Greg Farrow. Thanks for listening. This has been a Briefings in Brief from the Packet Pushers. If you've enjoyed this, perhaps you want to go over to packetpushers.net and look at one of our many podcast channels, and maybe you'd find something there that suits your needs. Thanks very much.